Yes, I'm calling from Pine Prairie, Louisiana, in Joe facility. I want to let you know that for the past 7 days today, we are on hunger strike. All the black Africans, they're on hunger strike. And since we were being confined into an isolated environment after we left our dorm 3 days when we declared the hunger strike, the officials of the Pine Prairie, the officials of Joe, let us know we cannot continue staying in our dorms because they need to monitor us. They need to take us for a month. They need to confine us so that they will be keeping us on monitor. But since Monday that we were being taken forcefully to unconfined environment by where we have no access to TV, no access to yard, no access to medical treatment. We have not received any medical treatment as of now. And no one has eaten yet. Fortunately, yesterday evening, one of us had an attack. We don't know. Presently, his health condition. He fell and he was looking like very stiff. Why we called the authorities to come and take him for a medical care. Up to now, well, I have not heard about him from now because of our different site in which we're in the sales. We comprised sales of 2 persons and a toilet, whereby the toilet is attached with portable drinking water. And we have access to bed only when we request for. Within the night, one time daily, for the 2 days we have been here.
I'm sorry, you have access to what only when you request it?
Yeah, we have access to bed when we request, once a day, because we have no shower in our confined environment. You'll need to take us out for shower in another place where showers are being operating.
Then you started your hunger strike again on the 21st, is that correct? Last Friday?
Yes, on the 21st. That is 21st. That was last Friday.
And what are you demanding? Why are you hunger striking?
What we are demanding is, before on the 10th of this August, we officially declared a hunger strike whereby we asked the authorities that we needed to talk with ICE for the reason that for the past 1 year, the list of us is at least 10 to 19 months in this facility. For the past 1 year that we have been here, we have never seen our deportation officers or neither seen any supervisor of such coming knowing us personally for our parole issues. So it came a time when we sat and we decided that we needed to talk with our deportation officers. And we wrote letters to the administration, to the ICE. And they told us that there is no way we could meet them because they are too busy. We said elsewhere, deportation officers did meet their asylum seekers because we are asylum seekers. We are not prisoners. So, and how come about, and now we have been sending parole documents from January to now. Everything we heard of is we are fly rich, we are denied. We don't know what we committed as a crime in the USA. We are arriving aliens. So this puts us in March. The first hunger strike we went, that was March. When hunger strike for March, when some people resisted 13 days, from the 3rd of March to the 13th of March, why some people did not resist. Within that meeting, one of ICE officials came, that named himself, he was a supervisor zone, and we placed our problems to him, and he let us know If we have family members here as well, as citizens as well, we are arriving aliens, then we have the right for parole. And that he was new in Louisiana, in Ogdali, in the Ogdali office, ICE office. He was new. And he doesn't know why things are not being done here the way it was being done where he was. And he was surprised that very day when we showed him documents of our family members, citizens ready to receive us. He said, then why have they not been released? Not anyway, let us give him time for him to check on what has been happening. Since then, nothing has changed. Nothing changed. Only we felt just an impact of two Cameroonians who finally they left here by parole. And up to then, we have more than 50 Africans here which has never been paroled. So when we left that march after the hunger strike, we thought things would be the same. Nothing has changed practically. Within the month of August 10th, we asked again, before August 10th, we applied within the facility that we needed to talk with our ICE officials because we still need them to explain certain things to us. Why elsewhere people are being paroled with the same documents in which their family members have been sending, and yet it's a difficult thing. When we started the hunger strike by March 10th, they brought one official. Yeah, called one official. He came and said he was a supervisor. He was named Withiston. I think Withiston. Is it Withiston or something of that sort? He was named Withiston. That he was a supervisor, and he said we gave him all the details about. Why are we not parole? Why are we not parole monitor? Why are we not giving bond parole? So he said he would take all our grievances to the head office because he cannot make a decision. And he will be coming in 3 days' time to give us a response. So within the 3 days' time, they asked us to go and resume our hunger strike. Let's resume our activities while we wait for the result. Not everybody agreed to that. Some people that was on medication, they decided to go back on their daily activities while some people were still left in their dorm without eating and without taking any such activities within the facility. Then it came by when that day the man came. That was a Thursday. He promised us 5 days later that he was to come. That last Tuesday,
you have 1 minute remaining for this call.
The 15th, the man never came and only came on Thursday, last Thursday. When he came last Thursday, the first thing he told us was, parole was being instituted to be given to pregnant women and not to adults and to children. And we let him know, neither us, we are women here in this facility, neither we are children, but we are being given parole forms to ask for parole. So what is he telling us? Can he confirm what he's telling in any form of documentation? Because we have those documents with us that we are eligible for parole. Parole is not only for pregnant women. That is what he told us. And that before the 7th of March, they are preparing flights to take people back to.
You have exceeded the allowable time for this call. Goodbye.
This call is now being recorded.
Okay. So as I was explaining, so when the officer came that day, after giving us about 5 days waiting, after keeping us about 1 week waiting, After the last meeting we got with him, he asked us, he told us that the first thing he led us to know that parole was being given to pregnant women and kids and children. And we told him this camp, wherever we are in this camp, we have never seen any immigrant woman in this camp. not to talk of a child, a minor in this camp. And when we came here by November, most of us were given parole documents to parole, that parole has been instituted here to sign, and that we can start applying for our parole. And if today you have the audacity to tell us that parole is being given to women and pregnant women, but which we know that is not the case because we have family members that too have that fled the country because of the genocide and the war going in Cameroon, because I'm a Cameroonian by nationality. We have most of them that they were being given parole in other detention, in other states, wherever they are. It seems things are just different here in Pine Prairie and in Geo. Because even in other detention, part of some detentions in Louisiana, we do heard of people that we move together that had parole. So he told us, maybe they are not doing things at the right way. We will say, okay, if you are the people doing things on the right way, we can understand. And the reasons in which we are here, maybe for a purpose, in the purpose that keep us here, only continue feeding us and preparing to send us back home. So when all that transpired within that meeting, before we went on the 10th day, the hunger strike was declared on the 10th. We were being assaulted within the facility because when we went for chow and we denied to eat, on our way out from chow, from the restaurant, we were being asked to be converted to the isolated area, which is being named Echo and Poso. This is where most of detainees that commit crimes in this facility, or detainees that fight, or most dangerous of recent, they have been using it for keeping COVID-19 patients or people that they bring out from the facility, keeping them on monitor. So they decided to put us in. And when we decided to say we are peacefully Protestant and we are not destroying any of their existing, and they don't have any reason to take us there. When being molested, three people were being wounded. Why they were trying to resist to enter the Poso, and were being pointed with guns, pepper guns and tear guns and all the like, with officers. And some were being restricted, and they had to make some calls, and they decided that we should go in our dorms. After having passing about 2 hours in confrontation with them, because we told them that we are not going, and we slept down, we put our hands up, and we said they will only take us by force, and we are not using force of them. They choose using force of that particular day. So when we came, when the ICE officer finally came, we talked with him, and we explained most of those things with him, and he promised us to come with results when he only came with that result of pregnant women. And this time, when we decided on the 21st to go on the same hunger strike because the result, the negotiation didn't work, they threatened us as well that if we will not be eating, we will be locked up. And on Monday the 23rd, we're all being taken to Poso. And before we're being taken to Poso, they brought a lot of armed men here, in which we could not even identify the officers as well. We don't know them. They were dressed as they were going for a battle. But fortunately, when they arrived, all of us, as peaceful as we are, we are prepared already to leave to the Poso without any violence, because whatever our brother went through, the last violence, the last on the 10th, it teaches us a lot of lessons to know that if we continue to resist, they may have a reason maybe to wound us, to shoot us, to do anything in which they want to do. But we choose that path of not being violent, and then to walk out and pack our things within ourselves and move to Poso. And they told us going to Poso is because they want to put us on watch supervision. But fortunately, up to then, no one has been taking neither his weight, temperature, his weight on daily temperature or his BP as well. And we have most of the people here asthmatic, as people with heart problems, as people with gastritis, many of us are here, we are even patients eligible for parole or maybe closer to COVID-19. On that same day when we arrived, Poso, we were forced to enter a section that people were being quarantined for COVID-19. And these people, their quarantine has not finished because they needed to push us in. They forced us in forcefully and told us that we'll only get in forcefully if we don't want. Most of us resisted and told them, anyway, by the way, our life is in their hands for pushing us where people are just coming out without finishing their quarantine. And they let us know these people had about still 3 days or 4 days more. One officer told us they have about 3 days to 4 days more. By the way, they were never quarantined for the reason that they had COVID-19. And we let them know, yes, we know that quarantine is an issue to really determine within the 14 days. Not the least, the 13 days you can still be tested positive. But now these people are still on their 10 to 11 days. So given the fact that their quarantine is not finished and that environment is not safe for us to be there. But since you choose to use force on us, we will go there by giving our lives in your hands and in the jail facilities as well. So we finally got in. Up to then, no medical attention. No one has eaten yet. No one, people that are on drugs, maybe some are taking, some are not taking, because we have some people who have blood pressure. That is what we are going through at this particular moment in the hands of Chiu.
Mm-hmm. How long will your hunger strike last? How long will you be on hunger strike?
We cannot determine how long we will be. We will only determine how long we'll be according to if our problems are being answered. I can't talk for others, but I will talk for myself. It will only depend if my problem is being answered in the right way.